Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. Dr. John Bruno grew up by the ocean and at an early age became interested in its conservation. Today, in the Department of Biology in the College of Arts and Sciences, he researches climate change and its effects on the marine habitats in our state, in the Galapagos Islands and Belize.
As a child, Dr. Bruno migrated to South Florida with his family and fell in love with scuba diving, surfing, and snorkeling amongst the coral reefs, which became his field of study and expertise.
I was a co-author on the recent National Climate Assessment. We spent about a year synthesizing all there is to know about how climate change is affecting the U.S. waters. And our key finding was that ecosystems are already being disrupted. And that's due to a whole bunch of changes. So ocean acidification, a lot of you have probably heard of. So that's where the oceans are becoming more acidic because they absorb about a third of the carbon dioxide released from fossil fuel burning. And on the one hand, that's a great thing because they're kind of like a sponge. They pull it out of the atmosphere. So that reduces how much warming we're seeing. The downside is that CO2 interacts with seawater and it forms a weak acid and it makes the oceans a little bit more acidic each year. And it's a problem for sea animals that secrete external skeletons, things like crabs and oysters and mussels and corals, because the more acidic the seawater, the more energy they have to put into making these calcium carbonate shells. And so they're spending energy on doing that instead of reproducing or growing or avoiding their predators. Temperature is probably the biggest driver of ecosystem disruption. So in a lot of communities, habitat types, we're losing the foundational species that kind of define and create the system. My specialty is coral reef ecology, and we've lost at least two-thirds of the world's reef-building corals just since I've been here in Chapel Hill over the last 19, 20 years, primarily due to warming. Temperatures just exceed what corals can tolerate at the end of the summer, and that leads to disease and the coral bleaching, the mass coral bleaching you've probably seen on the news. Some species migrate away from places that are too warm. Many marine species are moving poleward, and the rate of movement is astonishing, like some 10, 20, 30 kilometers a year. So that's kind of changing the composition of these ecosystems, and that leads to disruption. What we're seeing is kind of remixing of who's there. Lobsters have already left Connecticut and Rhode Island, and now they're up in northern Maine, and soon they'll only be up in Canada. They're a really important predator, so that affects like the prey species in those waters, and then the absence of lobster as predators in coastal Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts affects like the communities. All kinds of levers being pulled on the way the system works that leads to this kind of disruption. And that's in turn having really huge effects on coastal fishing communities that depend on the fishes and also things like the whales for tourism. Whale watching is a really big business in New England.
Dr. Bruno uses what may be considered an old-fashioned way of taking inventory at the bottom of the world's oceans.
So mostly we know that climate change is impacting species and the way marine ecosystems function by tracking them through time. We go to places every single year and we'll count the number of fishes in the system. In my work, we do a lot of videoing of the seafloor in Mexico and Belize and Cuba. So on coral reefs, we swim along the seafloor and film it. So we're literally measuring these changes in lots of systems. We see declines annually. It might not be big, but it adds up over 20, 30, 40 years. So we essentially construct time series data so we can kind of track how changes are happening over the decades. You go scuba diving and you randomly swim in a direction, usually for like 50 to 100 meters, and you literally count every single fish within kind of an imaginary swath. And it depends on the sizes of the fish, how wide you're counting, but generally you swim down like a corridor and you're counting every fish within 5 meters to each side of like this line that you're swimming along. And you're not just counting them, you're identifying every fish to species. And then you estimate its length, so then you can transform that into like a biomass estimate. It's challenging, but you get a pretty precise estimate of who's there. Then you do that every year, every decade, and you can really see changes happening. And it's funny, I kind of dismissed that kind of science when I first got my PhD as just bookkeeping ecology. I didn't really expect to see transformational changes in that. And yet, like every time I go back to systems, there's been changes. I mean, the changes are so drastic, you don't need to be a scientist to see them.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.